Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
I think people should pay more attention to reusing materials. It's the best way to save our planet's resources. In fact, we don't have any other option if we plan to leave the planet for generations to come. For example, it's more environment friendly to use linen napkins that can be washed and reused than to use paper products. It's also important to stop using dangerous chemicals that spoil our soil and drinking water.
Speaker B.
My name is Stephen. I'm very worried about high urban pollution. This problem is actually global. Anyone who went to Beijing to watch the Olympic Games can confirm it, as Beijing was covered day and night by strong smog. The problem is that this smog in big industrial megapolises is not set to decrease, but instead it will increase over the coming years. This will bring about pollution all over the world and will cause global warming.
Speaker C.
I find the effect of water pollution on the ecological balance and human life really dramatic. Though there are many other things that are polluting water, oil is still the major contributor. There may be cases of large oil spills during transportation, but the fact is that small motor oil spills on land are far more dangerous. So it's important that we take measures in time to save our water environment.
Speaker D.
My name is Barbara. I've only been cleaning green for over a year now. It was a difficult start. My daughter made me stop using toxic chemical products for cleaning by regularly telling me how I was poisoning our health, polluting the air in the house, damaging the planet, and exposing my grandson to all of the above. Now I like it a lot. I will never go back to chemical cleaners. Not anymore.
Speaker E.
I support the idea of using only natural products for cleaning purposes. Of course, it's not easy. Changing from old habits to new, healthy, non-toxic ones takes time and practice. It's like any bad habit. Once it's been done, we feel really good about ourselves. But we're not doing this for some unseen stranger. We're doing it for ourselves. Let's leave our planet in the best possible shape we can by all working out and following new rules together.
Speaker F.
I think everyone can do their part to protect our planet. It's easier than you may think. Do not litter, and do not dispose your waste in the way that will harm people or animals. Always use the proper method for it. And it's really more useful to put out different bins for different waste materials, like glass, plastic bottles, paper, and tins. The bins are usually of different colors to be easily identified.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I think people should pay more attention to reusing materials. It's the best way to save our planet's resources. In fact, we don't have any other option if we plan to leave the planet for generations to come. For example, it's more environment friendly to use linen napkins that can be washed and reused than to use paper products. It's also important to stop using dangerous chemicals that spoil our soil and drinking water.
Speaker B.
My name is Stephen. I'm very worried about high urban pollution. This problem is actually global. Anyone who went to Beijing to watch the Olympic Games can confirm it, as Beijing was covered day and night by strong smog. The problem is that this smog in big industrial megapolises is not set to decrease, but instead it will increase over the coming years. This will bring about pollution all over the world and will cause global warming.
Speaker C.
I find the effect of water pollution on the ecological balance and human life really dramatic. Though there are many other things that are polluting water, oil is still the major contributor. There may be cases of large oil spills during transportation, but the fact is that small motor oil spills on land are far more dangerous. So it's important that we take measures in time to save our water environment.
Speaker D.
My name is Barbara. I've only been cleaning green for over a year now. It was a difficult start. My daughter made me stop using toxic chemical products for cleaning by regularly telling me how I was poisoning our health, polluting the air in the house, damaging the planet, and exposing my grandson to all of the above. Now I like it a lot. I will never go back to chemical cleaners. Not anymore.
Speaker E.
I support the idea of using only natural products for cleaning purposes. Of course, it's not easy. Changing from old habits to new, healthy, non-toxic ones takes time and practice. It's like any bad habit. Once it's been done, we feel really good about ourselves. But we're not doing this for some unseen stranger. We're doing it for ourselves. Let's leave our planet in the best possible shape we can by all working out and following new rules together.
Speaker F.
I think everyone can do their part to protect our planet. It's easier than you may think. Do not litter, and do not dispose your waste in the way that will harm people or animals. Always use the proper method for it. And it's really more useful to put out different bins for different waste materials, like glass, plastic bottles, paper, and tins. The bins are usually of different colors to be easily identified.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Jerry. The school year is almost over. Do you have any plans for the summer holiday?
I'm planning on sleeping all day, every day.
Oh, come on, Jerry. You must be joking.
Yeah, I'm just pulling your leg. Actually, I'm going to travel to Luxor in Egypt.
Really? Why would you go to Luxor but not to the Red Sea resorts? They're much more popular tourist sites.
Exactly. They are very popular, so they'll be too crowded. What I need is peace and comfort. I enjoyed my last year trip to Paris to see the Eiffel Tower, but there were so many tourists there. I think it spoiled the atmosphere a bit.
I'm sure Luxor won't be so crowded. But won't it be too hot in the summer?
I'll bear anything for the sake of the views of this ancient Egyptian city. And I rely on air conditioning inside. The hotel promises it works perfectly there.
Well, that sounds good. I wouldn't mind going there myself, then. Still, I wonder, is there anything worth seeing in Luxor?
Sure. For one thing, there's the unique scenery of the city built directly on the Nile. I'm sure you've heard of Luxor Temple. There are also the Egyptian pyramids, which are said to be spectacular. They are a major tourist attraction, aren't they?
Of course. I have heard of the pyramids. But won't you get bored just looking at them?
Come on, Kate. There's lots of things to do. I can take a river cruise on the Nile, and I will visit some excavation sites at Luxor, as it is a very historical city with many ancient remains that are still amazing.
Well, when you describe it like that, it sounds really interesting.
And that's not all. I'll be able to eat delicious, spicy food and enjoy swimming and sunbathing, as they have a huge open-air swimming pool in the hotel.
I'm sure you'll have fun, Jerry. But let me ask you, have you already reserved a room at the hotel you want? I find last-minute bookings very disappointing.
Don't worry. I'm very lucky. I've reserved a room at the Pyramid Luxor Hotel, the best 5-stars resort in the area. I've seen some pictures on the internet. It's really nice.
That's great, Jerry. I'm looking forward to seeing your photos when you get back.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Jerry. The school year is almost over. Do you have any plans for the summer holiday?
I'm planning on sleeping all day, every day.
Oh, come on, Jerry. You must be joking.
Yeah, I'm just pulling your leg. Actually, I'm going to travel to Luxor in Egypt.
Really? Why would you go to Luxor but not to the Red Sea resorts? They're much more popular tourist sites.
Exactly. They are very popular, so they'll be too crowded. What I need is peace and comfort. I enjoyed my last year trip to Paris to see the Eiffel Tower, but there were so many tourists there. I think it spoiled the atmosphere a bit.
I'm sure Luxor won't be so crowded. But won't it be too hot in the summer?
I'll bear anything for the sake of the views of this ancient Egyptian city. And I rely on air conditioning inside. The hotel promises it works perfectly there.
Well, that sounds good. I wouldn't mind going there myself, then. Still, I wonder, is there anything worth seeing in Luxor?
Sure. For one thing, there's the unique scenery of the city built directly on the Nile. I'm sure you've heard of Luxor Temple. There are also the Egyptian pyramids, which are said to be spectacular. They are a major tourist attraction, aren't they?
Of course. I have heard of the pyramids. But won't you get bored just looking at them?
Come on, Kate. There's lots of things to do. I can take a river cruise on the Nile, and I will visit some excavation sites at Luxor, as it is a very historical city with many ancient remains that are still amazing.
Well, when you describe it like that, it sounds really interesting.
And that's not all. I'll be able to eat delicious, spicy food and enjoy swimming and sunbathing, as they have a huge open-air swimming pool in the hotel.
I'm sure you'll have fun, Jerry. But let me ask you, have you already reserved a room at the hotel you want? I find last-minute bookings very disappointing.
Don't worry. I'm very lucky. I've reserved a room at the Pyramid Luxor Hotel, the best 5-stars resort in the area. I've seen some pictures on the internet. It's really nice.
That's great, Jerry. I'm looking forward to seeing your photos when you get back.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. With us in the studio today, we have James Smith, a psychologist from the University of North Carolina. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. I am really glad to be taking part in this program. It is a great honor for me.
Thank you. The topic we have for today is familiar to everybody. This is our dreams. We all have dreams, and are dreaming of our dreams coming true, if I can put it that way. James knows exactly how to do it. Is that so, James?
I think it is. One of the amazing things we have been given as humans is the desire to have dreams and the ability to establish goals to live out those dreams. What makes it even more powerful is our ability not only to dream and pursue those dreams, but the cognitive ability to actually lay out a plan and strategies to achieve those dreams. The question is how to do it.
Can you define what are our dreams and goals?
This is not what you already have or what you have done, but what you want. Have you ever taken time to think over your life values and decide what you really want? Have you ever truly reflected and listened quietly to your heart to see what dreams live within you. Your dreams are there. Everybody has them. They may live right on the surface, or be hidden deeply if you are often told sarcastically that they are not serious, but they are still there.
So how do we know what our dreams are?
This is an interesting process, and it relates primarily to the art of listening. This is not listening to others. It is listening to you. If we listen to others, we hear their plans and dreams, and many of them will try to put their dreams and plans on us. If we listen to others, we can never be fulfilled. We will only chase elusive dreams. So, we must listen to our own hearts.
That seems easy and difficult at the same time. Do you know any practical steps on hearing from our hearts on what our dreams are?
Firstly, take time to be quiet. This is something that we do not do enough in this busy world of ours. Schedule some dream time. No other people, no cell phone or computer. Just you, a pad and a pencil, and your thoughts. Think about what thrills you, what you would love to do, either for fun or for a living. When you answer these questions, you will find yourself in the dream zone. Only when we get to this point will we experience what our dreams are.
What should we do next?
Secondly, write down all of your dreams as you have them. Do not think of any as too outlandish or foolish. Remember, you are dreaming. Let the thoughts fly and take careful record. Then prioritize those dreams. Which are most important? Which are most feasible? Which would you love to do the most? Put them in the order in which you will actually try to attain them. Remember, we are always moving toward action, not just dreaming.
What if a person does not find time to do all of this?
Here is the big picture. Life is too short, and when it comes to the end, you can reflect on it either with joy or regret. Those who dream, who set goals and act on them to live out their dreams, are those who live lives of joy and have a sense of peace.
What is your final piece of advice?
Remember about the dreams and goals that are born out of your heart and mind. These are the goals that are unique to you and come from who you were created to be and gifted to become. Your specific goals are what you want to attain because they will make your life joyful.
Thank you, James.
My pleasure.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. With us in the studio today, we have James Smith, a psychologist from the University of North Carolina. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. I am really glad to be taking part in this program. It is a great honor for me.
Thank you. The topic we have for today is familiar to everybody. This is our dreams. We all have dreams, and are dreaming of our dreams coming true, if I can put it that way. James knows exactly how to do it. Is that so, James?
I think it is. One of the amazing things we have been given as humans is the desire to have dreams and the ability to establish goals to live out those dreams. What makes it even more powerful is our ability not only to dream and pursue those dreams, but the cognitive ability to actually lay out a plan and strategies to achieve those dreams. The question is how to do it.
Can you define what are our dreams and goals?
This is not what you already have or what you have done, but what you want. Have you ever taken time to think over your life values and decide what you really want? Have you ever truly reflected and listened quietly to your heart to see what dreams live within you? Your dreams are there. Everybody has them. They may live right on the surface, or be hidden deeply if you are often told sarcastically that they are not serious, but they are still there.
So how do we know what our dreams are?
This is an interesting process, and it relates primarily to the art of listening. This is not listening to others. It is listening to you. If we listen to others, we hear their plans and dreams, and many of them will try to put their dreams and plans on us. If we listen to others, we can never be fulfilled. We will only chase elusive dreams. So, we must listen to our own hearts.
That seems easy and difficult at the same time. Do you know any practical steps on hearing from our hearts on what our dreams are?
Firstly, take time to be quiet. This is something that we do not do enough in this busy world of ours. Schedule some dream time. No other people, no cell phone or computer. Just you, a pad and a pencil, and your thoughts. Think about what thrills you, what you would love to do, either for fun or for a living. When you answer these questions, you will find yourself in the dream zone. Only when we get to this point will we experience what our dreams are.
What should we do next?
Secondly, write down all of your dreams as you have them. Do not think of any as too outlandish or foolish. Remember, you are dreaming. Let the thoughts fly and take careful record. Then prioritize those dreams. Which are most important? Which are most feasible? Which would you love to do the most? Put them in the order in which you will actually try to attain them. Remember, we are always moving toward action, not just dreaming.
What if a person does not find time to do all of this?
Here is the big picture. Life is too short, and when it comes to the end, you can reflect on it either with joy or regret. Those who dream, who set goals and act on them to live out their dreams, are those who live lives of joy and have a sense of peace.
What is your final piece of advice?
Remember about the dreams and goals that are born out of your heart and mind. These are the goals that are unique to you and come from who you were created to be and gifted to become. Your specific goals are what you want to attain because they will make your life joyful.
Thank you, James.
My pleasure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.